The Enemy Within, Sovereign Stars, Book 4. Written by Blair Howard. Narrated by Tom Lennon. Prologue. Wait no longer. Orso Space, Planet Caris Exosphere, Regis Magnum Shipyards, 9th Arm, Level Theta, Research Division, Military, Classified. Marshal Hyde, Devon called as the needle spiked, the temperature is approaching plasma levels. We should step it down.
We are not backing down again, came the voice over the speakers. We are on the cusp of redirecting this war, and I won't pussyfoot around while more people die.
Devon ignored the power readings for a moment and instead checked on the materials chamber readings. The distribution of the elements inside, silicon, osmium, carbon, had reached peak, and the plasmic lightning raining through the gaseous mixture would fuse them into unusable glass if they shut down too quickly.
And if we don't shut down, he thought, I don't know if the containment can hold.
As he watched the incoming vid, the chamber walls began to deform. The last time this had happened, Director Crow had cut the power to avoid a catastrophe, and she'd been reassigned immediately after. This time, it looked as if Marshal Hyde would create a disaster. Devon looked at the other techs in the room. Only three of them had been trusted enough to take this position. Now he knew why. The power readings ticked higher. The chamber walls began to slough, and its color became so white it burned out the screen, which was why he didn't see when the containment failed. The heat of the sun's surface flashed through the control room. His last memory was just a white light. Marshal Caserna Hyde screamed.
She swept everything off her desk in a rage, and when that failed to assuage a fraction of her anger, she gripped the edge and flipped it over. The resounding crash and the extreme motions helped her to find some grip on calm.
Those idiots! Those infected pus sacks of variolated excrement! She snarled in a calm and controlled manner. How the effervescent fractures of absolute preconcepted flatulence am I supposed to do this when they keep sending me these salvaged carcasses.
She took a deep breath.
Studies have shown that expressing anger in a verbal manner offers more stress relief than withholding, she remembered hearing. Alongside that came her mother's
sample complete. Ready to continue?